The main characteristics that the students present are difficulty establishing an order in their task or small responsibilities since they are easily distracted by irrelevant stimuli. They have problems maintaining attention until they finish their task and they tend to leave an activity for another. In this way, they leave several unfinished activities and do not finish any of them. When a person talks to them, it seems that they are not listening to us. They have difficulties to follow the rules of a purpose test or activity because they don't pay attention when the order is given. Difficulties paying attention to two alternative or simultaneous stimuli. For example, listening and taking note at the same time. In this way, their learning is more difficult. They often avoid or resist tasks that require sustained mental effort and a high degree of organization. These students get bored more quickly with their routine and they feel more attracted to the newer or funnier aspects of any situation. For example, if the task is something new, the initial performance is good, deteriorating as it becomes monotonous and the probability of abandonment increases. The attention of the student with ADHD is usually scattered and altered with any relevant stimuli. Maintaining attention in the normal condition of a class can greatly make it difficult to focus their attention on the task. The main manifestations of hyperactivity are it's difficult for them to entertain themselves or engage in quiet activities. They tend to have a preference for games and lively activities. They move frequently in your seat, often getting up in situations where you should remain seated. They frequently go from one place to another for no apparent reason. The most common is that when he's an adult, he can especially verbalize a feeling of internal restlessness despite being able to stay still.